This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The United States is handing over control of the no-fly zone in Libya to NATO. Secretary General of NATO Anders Fogh Rasmussen discussed that decision on CNN.
We are taking action as part of the broad international effort to protect the civilians against the attacks by the Gaddafi regime. We will cooperate closely with our partners in the region, and we welcome their contributions.
The United States will continue to play a key role in the operation. And to learn more about what all this means, I'm joined now by NPR's Tom Bowman, who's at the Pentagon. And Tom, what's the latest?
Well, Robert, as we just heard, NATO Secretary General said the alliance was taking over responsibility for the no-fly zone over Libya. But he also said NATO is considering, that's a word he used now, considering taking over the broader responsibility of the UN mandate. And that includes protecting civilians on the ground and preventing Libyan forces from going into the rebel-held city of Benghazi in the eastern part of the country. And frankly, the no-fly zone really is the easiest part of all this because already U.S. and British missiles have taken out Gaddafi's radar and missiles. And also no Libyan aircraft, we've been told, have flown since this all started on Saturday.
So you're saying NATO is taking over part of the mission. Does that mean that there are now effectively two missions, two commands?
Yes, it is a bit confusing, but not the no-fly zone part, but just the part about who will protect civilians on the ground from approaching Libyan troops and also protect the rebel city of Benghazi. And just an hour after the NATO Secretary General came out, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton had this to say.
All 28 allies have also now authorized military authorities to develop an operations plan for NATO to take on the broader civilian protection mission under Resolution 1973.
Now listen to what she said, develop an operations plan. We don't know how long that will take, and this suggests that NATO is still trying to figure out how it will take on that more difficult job. While we don't know the full scope of NATO's role, we do know the U.S. will continue to play a large role here.
What exactly would be the U.S. role once this change takes effect of NATO assuming responsibility for command of the no-fly zone?
Well, if they continue with splitting this mission, the U.S. role might be more than we thought just a few hours ago. Maybe more fighter aircraft would be used by the U.S. to put this into effect. The U.S. has said all along that they'll provide what they call unique capabilities, and that's like refueling tankers, jamming aircraft or radars. There's an aircraft called Commando Solo, for example, that sends radio messages to Libyan troops telling them to surrender. High-tech aircraft to keep an eye on all the air traffic, and not to mention cruise missiles that have been used and are still being used to take out Gaddafi's defenses.
And Tom, briefly, anything else come out of today's Pentagon briefing? Any news from Libya?
We heard from Admiral Bill Gortney. He said Libyan troops are still attacking cities between Tripoli and Benghazi. They're having trouble in those areas because there are civilians and Libyan troops within the city, so it's hard for them to attack the troops without hitting the civilians. He did say that they're pushing for Libyan troops to go home, but he did say if they're retreating back to Tripoli, don't drive home in your tank.
Okay. NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman. Thanks, Tom.
You're welcome, Robert.